Hi, this is Dave from the Dave's Lounge podcast at davesLounge.com, and you're listening to Bits of Bryn. Bryn, do your parents know you're putting your bits on the internet?
Thank you, Dave, for that shout-out. Today is January 15th, 2007. I hope that you had a wonderful new year. I apologize for listening to this podcast so late. Oh my goodness, I've had so much trouble with this podcast, you won't even believe it. I purchased a minus track from a website called KarateVersions.com a few days before the new year, and there's big trouble, this big delay with PayPal, and I wasn't able to get my tracks until about, until the 7th. But I did record another song, Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue by Crystal Gale, but it was in the wrong key, and I had to try to transpose it, and the next day I got sick. Oh! And so finally, I'm better. I have my minus track, and I recorded What Are You Doing New Year's Eve for this podcast. It's 2 weeks out of season, but I worked really hard to get this minus track, so I'm gonna sing it, and I hope that you will like it. I love this arrangement. It's by Nancy Wilson. It's a beautiful jazz arrangement. It's the best I've ever heard of this song. It's fabulous. It's well worth the $6 I had to pay for it. It was in euros, apparently. It was... I don't think I'm gonna order from this site again, but I hope that you will really like the song. I am recording this podcast with an iTalk. It's my present from Santa Claus. I got it on Christmas Day. This iTalk allows me to turn my iPod Nano into a recording device. And when it's recording, it flashes red. So I will never lose another interview. I am very excited. Thank you very much, Santa Claus. You have fabulous tastes and presents. I hope that you had fun on New Year's Eve and kept some New Year's traditions. My family and I, we always play Karaoke Revolution on New Year's Eve, and because we got the country version for Christmas, we played that. It was so much fun. Everyone in my family took turns wearing my cowboy hat when they sang, and I really enjoyed watching my dad sing Walk the Line. He's a complete goofball. we were just laughing the whole time. I hope that you had a lot of fun. And this podcast, since it's a New Year's podcast, it is time to talk about my New Year's resolutions. This is a time where I admit all my faults and put them online. The first one is to exercise more often. I know that losing weight is a very common New Year's resolution on many, many people's lists. I don't necessarily want to lose any weight, but I want to exercise more so that way I can get my heart back in shape. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll know that I had an episode in March, and so I tend to really lay off the exercise as much as I can to not overtax myself so I can prevent an episode. But I've been doing a little too much of that, and so I want to start exercising again. I've just taken to walking, but I need to do some isometric exercise. I did some today, so I'm glad about that. Also, my next one is to practice singing and guitar every single day. I practice them. I practice singing very often, and then with the guitar, I only play it a few times a month, and so I'm merely upkeeping my skills rather than moving forward. So I want to play every single day and sing every day so that way I can become the best that I can be. The next one is to write songs on Friday night with my father. We set that goal about a month ago, but Christmas kind of took over, so I want to follow through on that starting this year, this Friday. Probably the most important New Year's resolution I have is to change my sleep schedule. I have become a nocturnal being. I am terrible. Oh my goodness. And I had to wake up at 5:30 every morning to get to school on time, so I am such a zombie. Oh my goodness, so I have to have a new sleep schedule from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Hopefully, the second pair of bags under my eyes will disappear, and I'll be a lot more energetic. Oh, I really need to change my sleep schedule. The next is to be more diligent in online schooling. I'm planning on graduating at the end of my sophomore year, and I've already talked to the school counselor, and she helped arrange my schedule, so I'll be able to do that. But in order for that to happen, I have to do online classes, and I've kind of been shunning them the past little while, and so I'm not done with the class, and I should have been done already. So I have to do that so I can get the New Century and the Centennial Scholarships for my college. So I need to be more diligent in that. And last of all, I need to record my podcast on Fridays. I've never recorded a podcast on Friday like I'm supposed to. I always do it on Saturday or Sunday. So this Friday, I'll be recording another podcast. I would love to hear what your New Year's resolutions are. I'm doing a podcast to create a community, and I would love to hear from you. And I think this is a good excuse because I only hear from about 2 or 3 people, and I know I have over 100 listeners, and I'd love to hear from as many of you as I possibly can. And this is probably a good excuse for you to email me. My email address is bitsofbrin@gmail.com, and it's bitsofbrin. I hope to be able to hear from you, and you can expect a new podcast on Friday, and have a great year.
Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. I wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock at night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of 1,000 invitations you receive, just in case I stand one little chance, here comes a jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Just in case I stand one little chance, here comes a jackpot question in advance. What are you doing?